We're here in Land Baby at the Blue Coat, which is a lovely little shop. We come here quite often with the proprietor, Claire Bates. It's about this. The Blue Coats are promoting what they call a thrifty Christmas and make to amend and that sort of thing. And looking around the shop, Claire, you obviously do a lot of making.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much mending, I don't know. So perhaps you could explain what is it? It's an old-fashioned term, isn't it? Make, do, and mend. But,
it is. We try and keep away from the mending as much as possible. Otherwise, it'd be taking up people's trousers and doing hems on things. But what our thing is about making stuff from things that would be otherwise chucked away. We live in a society now where our lifestyle is a disposable lifestyle. We buy and chuck out. We buy cheap stuff, wear it a few times, chuck it away, and we need to start passing it on or remaking it or, you know, vamping it up in some way. I know some of the other designers in here are running workshops revamping handbags and shoes, and we say to people, bring in stuff here and we can, you know, tart it up a little bit, I suppose. Or they can do it themselves. They can bring in scarves they've bought that they don't really wear anymore, or skirts that they like the fabric of, and we can turn it into a corsage or anything really. Just bring it in.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really look to me like a lot of the recycled stuff, you see. It's not so much the bits of old metal and stuff. It all looks new to me, but as I say, it's made from the stuff made from old material, material that hasn't been used or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff's fairly new. Some of the materials are new that we have, and some of them are, you know, old pieces that we've picked up. But the materials, often we don't buy them, they're given to us, and that's the thing about passing stuff on and making use of stuff instead of just chucking it away. The same with all the buttons. Sometimes we pick those up at car boots or charity shops. Sometimes the customer's bringing in things, or dress patterns. We can reuse those from the 40s or 50s. Sometimes we do a dress from the dress pattern, or sometimes we use the patterns itself and turn those into brooches, made paper brooches, or we've waxed the paper and made mobiles for your windows and stuff. So wherever we can, we'll use whatever we can. We don't let anything go.
We're surrounded by buttons here.
Yeah.
You say we, it's mainly you, is it?
It's
your family
me,
involved?
But yes, my mum and my dad are both involved. Mainly my mum, she runs the workshops with me, and she makes all the hats and bags in the shop. And her background is working as a fashion designer for some of the big fashion houses. So she's very keen on the skill and, you know, perfectionist, whereas I'm a little bit more creative because my background's in fine art. But I do say we because it's not just me, it's all the other designers in the shop as well. We're like a bit of a community, really. And the people come around the workshops, so they become part of Land Baby too.
So tell us a bit more about the workshops.
The workshops we've been running since June, and each week we do something different. A few workshops I have repeated, mainly because they've been so popular and people have asked me. But each week we do something different. Sometimes it's felt corsages, sometimes chiffon ones, Suffolk puff necklaces, felt fur cones, all sorts we've done. Even crocheted wire corsages that I now have another designer coming in and doing on a different night. Because that's what I want to start, is the designers in the shop to start coming in and running workshops and stuff they do as well. So it's not just always the things I make, although I can try my hand at different stuff. It's like the wire corsage, it's crocheted. I had a go at that myself last week because I'd never done anything like that. And it was great, so we're rerunning that one again on the 14th of December. But the rest of the workshops in December are all quite Christmassy themed, and they're all a bit of fun, making like felt mince pie brooches and puddings and things like that. But it's a very old-fashioned style workshop we have. We have it in the shop. The tablecloth goes out on a table, and we have tea and cakes, loads of fattening cream cakes or mince pies at the moment. And we have the old music on, and it's, you know, a nice social event to sit and chat with people that are all of a creative mind, you know.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures on Facebook.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what a corsage was until I saw the pictures.
We have a really good giggle. It's good.
Yeah, and they've all been well attended. I know
they always book up. In fact, we had one this week, and I was only expecting a few people, and seven turned up, so the emergency chairs had to come out, and it really was like a Christmas party.
Yeah.
But there was quite a few new people last week. A lot of people book onto the ones the following weeks because they're so good. And we also only charge £15 for them, so it's affordable. And you get, you know, your tea and cake, you get your tea.
Yeah, because it's this year's the year of environment and so on. And there's been a lot of arts and crafts fairs in Liverpool this year. But I think, anyway, I sense there is a sort of resurgence of this. People just wanted to do crafty things and make stuff themselves.
Yeah. You sense that's that? What I sense from people coming into the shop. I mean, I've had the shop for like 3 or 4 years now, and I've always been in Liverpool City Centre with it. But especially over the last year, people coming in, they want to learn, they want to know, and they want to get back to traditional handicrafts and doing things themselves. I hear so many people going around saying, oh, I used to do this, or you've inspired me to go home and have a go myself. And it's great, and when they come in and they've had a go at something, or you get a message from someone that's been on a workshop and said, I've been home and I've made 20 Suffolk puffs and the house is full of them and I'm doing loads of Christmas presents. It's really nice that they're carrying on and they're not just doing it the once, or, you know, you're giving them something to do and, you know, make for themselves again instead of just buying mass-produced stuff and putting the money in someone else's pocket. You can do it yourselves, and you can do it from using scraps and stuff you've got at home already. Just buy a needle and cotton. You've probably got one of those, but, you know, cut up clothes you've got that you don't wear, and scarves, and, you know, shrink jumpers in the washing machine and make stuff out of those. You can felt them up.
Yeah, I'm good at shrinking jumpers.
Yeah, and dyeing things Battleship Grey as well.
Yeah, I'm inspired. Great. So that's Land Baby, which is the first shop on the right as you come into the Blue Coat Courtyard. And as you mentioned, there's people like Nook and Willow, I think, are doing strip shops and Pearlesque.
And Pearlesque are doing crochet and knitting workshops, and they also run a knitting group each week or month as well, I think it is.
Yeah. So that's all of the Blue Coats. Yeah. Not just Christmas, but throughout the year as well. So great, thank you much.
Thank you.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.